Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that ended abruptly. Hi, everybody. We're having a little technical trouble. You're listening to Loretta McNary Live, the radio show. I am your host, Loretta McNary. Today, we're doing something different. We're not doing celebrity interviews, but we are doing, which I always promise, are those really good, some of the best inspirational and human interest stories that you can find online or traditional radio. And our guests will be calling in shortly. Vanessa Kimbrough and Gail Jones Carson. They're doing their fifth annual I Am a Voter Collaborative, and it's a registration for high school students that are 18 years, at least 18 years old, or will be 18 years old before the deadline to register to vote for this new election that's coming up November 8th. And, you know, everybody knows what election I'm talking about. It's the presidential election that will happen November 8th. Early voting starts soon, and then we'll talk about that. But I wanted to do this show because, you know, this is so important in our country, in our communities, whether you live on the East Coast, West Coast, East, North, or South. This is important to all of us. So we're going to kind of, you know, do something different from our normal celebrity interview kind of things and talk about voter registration. And as I said on the earlier radio show, I was actually the guest on the show today, and we talked about the importance of registering to vote, whether you're 18 or you're already 58 and you've never registered to vote or you've never voted, then you have a small window of opportunity left now to register to vote so that you can participate in the election on November 8th. So I think that date is by November 11th. And then early voting starts here in Tennessee, October 19th. Some states have already started early voting, and that is so awesome. So some states have already started early voting, but we start here in Tennessee October 19th. And as you know, I've said before, the election date is November 8th. So you have some time, and I think we have someone on the line. Gail Jones Carson is on the line, correct?
Hi. Gail? Yes. Hi. Yes. How are you doing?
There. I'm good. I was kind of like setting up everything for us.
Yeah, the link. River City Chapter of the Lynx Incorporated is working with a number of organizations on voter registration. We are trying to register as many high school students as we possibly can. We've been working on this for a while. Our goal was to set to register about 10,000 young people between the ages of 18 and 24. The deadline for voter registration is actually October the 11th. However, our goal is October the 9th because we want to give the Election Commission a couple of days to make sure they can get everyone into the system by the 11th. And so we've been going to.
Is that 10,000 people registered? Is that a local goal or is that a national or regional goal? Is that 10,000 people here in Mississippi County?
Yeah, our goal for Mississippi County was 10,000.
Young
people between the ages of 18 to 24. And we have been going to all the high schools. And tomorrow we'll be at Melrose, 30 to 12:30, and Oak Haven, Overton High School, Power Central Academy, Raleigh Egypt, Memphis Academy, Memphis Business Academy, Middle College High School, Westwood High School. That would be Thursday. And also Thursday will be a Ridgeway. I mean, we're trying to hit all of the schools in Shelby County. The school system has been really good with working with us. And so we've been working on getting as many people as possible to work with us, to go to the schools, to sign these young people up to register. Because if you know, they're turning 18 by the election, they will be able to vote. We want them to be civic citizens. We want them to know and understand the value of their vote and the importance of voting, period. in this country, we have such a small turnout of young people voting. I mean, like the last major election, it may have been like 1.2% of young people voting.
Mm.
But I think that parents also must emphasize to young people the importance of voting. And I know some people get tired of saying, hearing us talk about the people who have died and fought for the right to vote. But that is so very critical. It is only when our vote is taken away from us will we understand the true meaning and value of it, and we don't want
Absolutely.
That to happen. So, but young people, and not just young people, because really it's people older than 50 who have the highest voter turnout, but every time an elected official, whether it's a city council person, county commissioner, school board member, local, state, and national elected officials, every time they take a vote, it impacts our lives. Directly
mm-hmm.
or indirectly. So we need to have some input into who represents us and make sure that the people we vote for are people who vote for and represent the values and beliefs that we have, who are going to do something good for our communities, do things that's going to uplift, build, and our economic and training and all kinds of things that's going to be beneficial for our communities. We must try to have some economic and political power in our own communities, and that comes with voting and being active and involved in the political process.
Absolutely. I love how your tagline is giving the students a voice through their vote. That says it all. That says it all. And I just hope that we are doing, you all have been doing, this is like the fifth year. I was reading some information. This is the fifth year that you all have had this I Am a Voter Collaborative in the Shelby County School System. And so I know this works. It works, or else you guys wouldn't be
continuing
to do it for 5 years, because you both are so tremendously busy in the community doing other things. So how can – so you're reaching out to volunteers right now. We need more people, because it sounds like you have a lot more schools that are signed up, but if nobody's out there at the schools.
Yeah, we need some more people to sign up, and the number that they can call is 870-7965.
870-7965.
And, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on registering people to vote, and that is very important. But even more important than that is that when people get registered, and people who are already registered, they must absolutely go to the polls to vote. This election right here is one of the most critical elections that of recent times. It is so absolutely important that people go to the polls and vote. The early voting begins October 19th. It lasts for 2 weeks. There is no excuse for no one to not go vote. You have 2 weeks to vote before Election Day on November 8th. And what's good about early voting is they will have probably like 16 locations, and you can go to any of those locations to vote, any location.
Mm-hmm.
However, on Election Day, you must go to the election site that you are assigned to. And sometimes if we leave home and don't get back to where we live or where we vote in time, we may miss our vote. So if you have 2 weeks to vote, just take a few minutes. The lines probably won't be that long during 2 weeks, and just vote. Get it out the way. And then when you go vote, take somebody with you. Encourage other people to go vote. I'm telling you, this is an absolutely critical, critical election that we are facing.
Definitely.
And we need to have
some, one thing I want to point out. Yeah, it's very critical. But Gail, one thing I really want to point out, because I think this is so critical to what you all are doing, is that this is a nonpartisan civic engagement opportunity. So when you all are out there signing up the kids, the students to vote, you're not talking about Democrats or Republicans or independents. You
are
saying, please register to vote.
Please
this is something
to vote.
That. It's critical for our society and our young people to understand. And then, of course, you know, they can decide if they're going to be Republican, Democrat, however they want to vote. That is personal and private,
you
can make it public. But I want people to understand it's nonpartisan, the registration is.
The registration, we are registering any person, young, middle-aged or old, but the target for us right now is young folks, but we want to register as many people as possible. And it has absolutely nothing to do with what party you belong to or who you want to vote for. It has absolutely
right.
nothing to do with that. We just want people to register so they can have the opportunity to vote.
Wow. Has this ever been done before, prior to you and Venetia saying, let's get the high school students registered to vote? Because I think when
I think there are different organizations that have focused on registering voters. However,
mm-hmm.
I think this is the first initiative where a number of organizations have come together as a collaborative to work
mm-hmm.
on increasing voter registration. So this, I think, is the first effort where a number of organizations, but like I said, in the past you've had this group or that group, you know, just little groups doing
mm-hmm.
voter registration.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a concerted collaborative that we have pulled together a number of organizations to help register young people and help them understand the value and need for them to vote.
Wow, because I was looking at some of the people I know, both you and Venetia are part of the Links Incorporated River City, Tennessee chapter. And so there's also the Bluff City cluster of the Links Incorporated that's participating, the Shelby County Schools,
yeah.
NAACP. And I'm not going to name everybody because you guys have done
an awesome job of getting people
to come together.
Yeah, there are some sororities. Yeah, there are sororities involved, the Deltas, AKAs, just a number
mm-hmm.
of organizations that have come together, step forward, and who are working with us to increase the voter registration of young people. We want them to become
That's awesome.
Civic,
I know A&R
citizens.
Barbecue is going to be one of your places as well. So it's not just Greek
we
organizations
will be doing that
or
this
community
week.
Organizations.
We will be there
businesses.
This weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, we will be at A&R Barbecue.
Awesome.
We're going to be very, very busy this weekend. A&R Barbecue is going to be one of the locations where we're going to be registering people. That will be
wow,
this weekend.
Wow, because I see their Studio Healthy Hair, the New Tri-State Defender, the Top Ladies of Distinction, the Mrs. Urban League Young Professionals. So this is going to be huge. That's why you can get 10,000 registered, because it's not just two women or one organization working diligently to make this happen. You all have reached out to other organizations, which sometimes is unheard of to get, you know, at least we want to think in our minds based on negative media that organizations don't come together for one common cause. So I love how you all are doing this. So let's give that number out again where they can call or email.
Yeah, we believe. Okay, let me say this. We do believe that there is strength in numbers. Strength in
mm-hmm.
numbers. And that is the number of people who are working to get this done, and we will be successful. We will achieve our goals. Well, the number that individuals can call if they want to work with us on this project is 901-870-7965. That's 901-870-7965 if they want to work with us to help get these young people registered. And after that, we'll be working on making sure we turn people out to the polls to vote. That's very critical.
So once you finish with this feat, you have another one that's getting out everybody that are registered to come out and actually vote and to bring people with them.
Yeah, it's
wow.
very important.
So
I mean, it's not good enough to just be registered. You must also go vote when you
right.
get registered.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
It's like having a driver's license, but you're not driving, you know, especially
exactly.
if you have a legitimate driver's license or
yeah.
Some kind of CPA accounting, any kind of licenses that you're not using. It's almost, you know, a moot point. So make sure that you are registering to vote, number one.
Yeah.
And then number two,
exactly.
that you are actually participating in our civic duty, our privilege to vote. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
To vote.
Yeah,
so.
Exercising that right to vote.
Mm-hmm. Because if we really want to get everybody out there to vote, Gail, you know what will have to happen. They'll have to take away our right to vote, and then we will tear things down and up
exactly.
to go
then,
and
yeah,
make sure that.
Yeah, we'll have lines around the bill that is trying to vote.
Yeah.
And we, you know, so we just need to understand the
people
value.
But
if people understand that when people who are elected are taking votes on things that affect their lives directly or indirectly,
yeah.
if they look at it like that, then they can hopefully understand, I need to have some input into who's representing me and my family and my community.
Mm-hmm. That is so awesome. I don't know if we were going to take any calls. We did have a caller come in. I don't know how much time you had, but just definitely this week all the way through, is that Friday or Saturday? The 9th. What's the 9th on, Gail, that you guys are doing this drive?
Oh, we're doing it through the 9th, which is, it ends, the 9th is Sunday.
Yeah, okay,
but,
Sunday,
but
because
the
deadline
for
to
the,
register
the,
is
yeah,
October 11th.
Yes, yeah. And we're just trying to get it done by the 11th and hope to make sure when we get the information to the Election Commission on Monday, the 10th, that they will have enough time to input all these people by the deadline, which is the 11th. Which I don't know if they have time to input everybody by the 11th, but their deadline is the 11th. We want to make sure we get everything we done and in our hands and to the Election Commission by the 9th. Well, our deadline is the 9th. We want to get it to them on the 10th, which is a Monday. Next Monday, matter of fact.
Right, and they have until then. So after the 11th, you cannot register to vote to participate. You can still register to vote, but you will not be able to participate in the early voting for the presidential election, which is November 8th, right?
Yeah, if you're not registered to vote by October the 11th, you will not be able to vote in this presidential election. Election day is November 8th. Early voting begins October 19th and lasts for 2 weeks. But if you are not registered by the 11th, you will not be able to participate in voting for the president of the United States of America this year.
So that's good stuff. We've given you a lot of dates. And I just want Gail to give them one more time before we conclude this conversation on the Loretta McNary Live Radio Show, because the dates are really important. We know that this is the 5th annual I Am a Voter
Collaborative.
Registration drive for ages 18 to 24. What's the deadline? Like, if you're not 18, but you will be 18 by what in order to still qualify for this? I read it, but I'm not sure.
I think you just have to be 18 by election day, before election day.
Okay. Okay. Okay, good. Good stuff. And there are lots of places you can find some. Go on social media, Gail and Venetia and the whole links. Of River City, they're posting, you know, where they're going to be, how you can get involved. She's giving out the phone number. So, Gail, give the phone number one more time. You can contact them for more information. So I know Gail has a ton of stuff to do. I don't want to hold her. But please, 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 moms, dads, uncles, everybody, please register to vote and then go vote. Gail, what's the number so they can get more information?
Okay, the number again is 901-870-7965. 901-870-7965.
All right, and so we're still needing volunteers to help us, because the more volunteers we have, we can ensure this process runs efficiently and smoothly, and we can get everybody who wants to vote registered to vote registered. So just stay in contact on social media, Instagram with Gail Jones Carson and Venetia Kimbrough, and I will link some on my page as well so we can make sure that we exceed their 10,000 registered voters goal, because I know they can do it. So thank you, Gail, so much for taking the time to call in and share that information. This call will be available 24/7 all the way through the your deadline of October the 10th. So we want to make sure that people have the information and the dates, and I'll see you soon.
All right. Thank you for giving us this opportunity. Have a great day.
Anytime. You too. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. As always, I want to encourage you to think positive, dream big dreams, help someone along the way, and continue to listen to Loretta McNary Live Radio Show for celebrity interviews and the best in human interest stories from industry experts. I'll be on tomorrow with the ever popular award-winning Brian Topping. And on Thursday, we will have... Yeah, I'm thinking today was one. On Thursday, I'll have International Public Relations Specialist Helen Shelton on with me on Loretta McNary Live at noon on Thursday. All right, everybody, it's been a pleasure to serve you as your host today, so we'll talk to you soon on the radio. Bye-bye, everybody.